Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Wednesday, August 11th edition of the weekly call. Monday through Friday runs at noon to 1 on Eastern Time on the Blog Radio Network. And this is called Optimize Your Life. My name is Ron Clayton, and I'd like to welcome everyone here today that's joining us. We're just getting started here. For folks that may join us that may not be familiar with the call, get guests many times, all the time, from people that want to join in and learn about Hope and become a part of what the Hope Collection is doing. Hope is a foundation. 501c3 that Joel and Artis Griffin founded over 10 years ago. Great people and their backgrounds and their both their histories and their family life and business. And Joel created the Hope Collection. By the way, his mom's name was Hope. And to be able to create programs that can be sustainable and impactful in the lives of people and communities. Excuse me, got a little dry throat. My name is Ron Clayton. I want to welcome everyone. And I'm probably going to have to run and get a quick glass of water here in a moment, but I want to let you know that we've been operating and supporting programs in the area of housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy for over 10 years. And we not only have these pillars that we operate to provide services for veterans, their extended families, first responders, and their extended families. If you add those two up, that covers about 99.9% of everybody on the face of the earth. So you can see we're inclusive. And what we're trying to do is make programs that, you know, many times people say, well, I'd like to, but I don't know where, I don't know how, I don't know where, how, who do I see, how do I hear? Well, the Hope Collection members, we call them agents, are the people, the mouthpiece. We're the heart and the spirit of sharing hope. Our motto is healing others by helping others by helping them help others. And I will just tell you, each day we have a group of people that come on the show for various reasons. Today we've called this, we've named this Tiny Homes and Wealth Wednesday because we have a couple prime areas that we provide services, programs, ownership in areas. And what we want to do is extend to you if you have a heart for wanting to serve people. Boy, you're at the right place. I believe one person who has been coming on regularly on Wednesday, and I met her through mutual friends, Joel and Artis Griffin, and I know a couple things about her. Her integrity is beyond reproach. Her heart is even better. And her personality, well, she's like a magnet. She just attracts people to her. So she's become the tiny house queen, tiny homes queen, a phenomenon that's going around the country that's allowing people to get in homes that are affordable, transportable, and be able to really create more money for living than living in. Barb, you're there, are you not? Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's not here. Barb Riley, are you here? Well, folks, we got other people on the phone, and I don't recognize the phone numbers. I think Country Boy from Atlanta, Georgia might be on the call. Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, see, I recognize 770.
Well, Ron, I know Gary last week called out a bunch of 678-770-404. We got codes, all kinds of codes now here. But I told my friends as they come into the call that they didn't have to talk if they didn't want to, that they have a right to remain silent. But you know me better than anybody, Ron. I have a right to remain silent, too, but I choose to give up my right to remain silent because everything that I say and everything that I do can be and will be used to bless somebody and help give people hope.
And that's what makes you a true believer. That's a true member of Hope, and you are a leader in your community and beyond the walls of your community in the city limits and the county and the state. You have outreach over the both time and place, Country Boy.
and you are, you know, with your talents that God gifted you with, and you've just not taken the talents and like to one little corner of the world and say, well, this is mine. What you've done is you're like the guy. There was this guy that was a master, and he said, I'm going to help, and I'm going to help bless. I'm going to go away, but I'm going to give some of my people this blessing, and give another person this blessing, and give another person this blessing. And then he went away. And most people had three ways they could, attitudes they could have taken. One, he just took, well, my master, the guy I report to and the guy who runs my world, my attitude is he's a mean and he's a hard person. I'm going to bury what he gives me so when he gets back, nobody can steal it from me and I'll be able to give it back to him. Great. The second guy that he gave, the master gave a bunch of things to, and this guy said, wow, he had an open heart. He didn't have a clenched fist. He had an open heart. An open class hand up. He took those talents and multiplied them, grew them. He was a farmer. He was seeds, like planting seeds and growing more crop and creating fruit, blessing somebody else. And the other guy, he gave a bunch of things to, and he said, my goodness, my God has blessed me beyond my wildest dreams. I owe him and everybody that I can bless more. I can't do enough to turn this blessing into helping others in multiple ways. Mr. Dorsey, country boy, for those who don't have a personal name basis with you, you are that type of servant, that you have taken what God has given you and you've multiplied it. And because of that, God has said you great and faithful servant. Here's more. Now, there's people running the streets today that are screaming out, yelling, they got their teeth clenched, their heart closed, and their feet and their hands clasped. How much, anybody in this call or anybody you know, how much do you think God can really help that person? The fact of the matter is they're the people that buried what God gave them. That's a lesson, a life's lesson for every one of us. And our lesson, our importance in the lives of people to help them if they don't understand that. Well, we're the mouth and the ears and the eyes and the arms to put around somebody and help them learn to understand that so they, too, can be a blessing to others. Now, you didn't get on the call today to be preached at, but I can't help it. That's one of the hats I wear as the president of the Hope Collection. From my inception, I was the president.
Ron, I want to interrupt you real quick. We might have a lot of new people that are on the call. We try to leave it an open call, but if you don't mute your phone while somebody else is talking, we get terrible, terrible feedback. So I just want to remind everybody, you're open to speak. You can clear to speak. But if you are not speaking, keep your phone on mute so that way we won't get feedback. And at any given time, if somebody needs to get in or has something that they want to say that they can't wait their turn, you can jump right in because we want to give hope.
And
then a bunch of people. You don't know these people, do you? You do?
No, Derek. They're new people. They're people calling in another phone. So I'm going to mute your phone, Derek. Country boy, I didn't get on this call today to preach at people. Got on this call because I wanted to share with them the programs that Hope is delivering in the area of housing. We can cover any ground. You ask me any area. When someone joins the Hope Collection, and that's a question that comes up a lot when people listen in, even third-party listen in, folks, welcome. We want you to know we're an inclusive, uplifting, up-forward-going group of people that are trying to make this world a better place. And we have tools to do it. We don't have to wait for some government agency, some other person to, like, hold us at bay and keep us in behind the doors of our house with the windows locked and the doors and the shutters down. We're about freedom. We're about being upward-minded, glorifying, socializing people. That when you go to church, you can put your arms around your aunt or your grandma and do it with pride and know that God's protecting you because there is protection through the Lord God. Amen. Now, what we do is we are all about creating that kind of trust with our God in our lives. And we do it because we have tools. Like, Country Boy, have you ever gone to the kitchen and sliced a tomato with a butter knife?
Was that a question?
Yes. Have I ever tried to do what now, Ryan?
Take a butter knife and cut a tomato, a nice red ripe tomato. Try to slice it.
Well, I mean, that don't sound like something a country boy would try to do. I would try to find something with a serrated edges on it, but even if one was to try to do that, that's not the proper tool that you need to cut a tomato with.
Now, most people live their lives, country boy. The knife that they're using is like using a butter knife to cut tomato, and I'm saying what that knife is. That's what they use to create income to live by. Why do they do it? Because they've been told to do that. They said, you, Ryan Clayton, you know, you're not as smart as some of these other people, and you probably should go. Maybe you should get into some kind of skilled BOCES program where you can learn how to turn a wrench and fix a car. Or maybe you ought to go to the bakery section and learn how to be a baker. Maybe you ought to go learn how to cut hair or put on makeup. Because you don't qualify for us people that we can get a degree and put it on the wall. Now, I'm not putting people with degrees down, really. But we've got in the world today that there are people that many of them in positions of power utilize that to lord over people. And I'm telling you here, you don't find that here anywhere. We'll respect anybody with education. But let me tell you something, what we really respect. Where's your heart? What are you willing to do to help somebody else? Are you willing to go out the door and say to someone, hey, I know you have children and sometimes they get sick and maybe you don't have the car to get them into the city to get to the doctor. You don't have a doctor to get to. Well, I've got this program called HOPE. And I go there and we sign you up and HOPE is free. No contract, no government agent trying to tell you what you got to do, when you can do it, where you can do it. No, it's free. You sign up and now you're a member. And you go to Optimize Your Life. Open the first page and run in the page that calls, call a doctor. So what's call a doctor? Country Boy, call a doctor is a program that if you have a child that's sick, you go on the computer, you turn on your computer, it could be your phone, by the way. It doesn't have to be a full-fledged blown computer. You can use your phone. That's a computer today. You go to call a doctor, you register in, and you can get a live, board-certified doctor, and they can be directed to the person, the type of situation, health situation you're dealing with their child. He will examine through the phone, and teledoctoring is going on all over this country today, everywhere. Doctors, you go to the clinics, and you wait in line for 2 hours and wear a mask and can't breathe and get all that stinky stuff from breathing the old mask. Well, now you can do it in your home, and the doctor can examine. If you allow the doctor to get the child's record, you authorize it. Now he's got the records in front of him, and he can say, Mrs. Clayton, your child is sick. Get him to the hospital right now. If you can't call the doctor, I'm calling an ambulance right now. Or he could say, well, where's your what pharmacy do you use? Where's the closest one? And that doctor can call a prescription in, and then he will have them delivered to your house. Now, most people say you can't get that, and I'm going to tell you, bull. We've been doing it for 4 years, and you know how much it costs, country boy? How much do you think it costs a single mom, no car, maybe just some very meager income? How much do you think it costs her to have that kind of service, to have that kind of a doctor at her disposal?
I'm going to jump up and holler hallelujah if you say the price has already been paid.
Well, it's $18 a use, not a day, not a policy. You don't got to spend $300 or $400 a month to get some president-named medical insurance policy. It's call a doctor. And it's sponsored by the Hope Collection. And that can be used starting today. And so we have real, live, actual programs to improve life today. So when someone says to me, what do you do, Ron? I say, well, I help empower families. I help people in their lifestyle. We can help. And let's say that same person wants to learn how to get a skill in the marketplace. So they can go online, Hope Collection under the I'm drawing a blank on the name. It's an incubator for careers and in education. And you can go on there, Expert Rating it's called, and you go on there and you get certified in all kinds of areas. Let's just say you only work, yeah, some guy, young guy, he's only worked in a warehouse. But he wants to get improvement. He doesn't want to just go back down to the warehouse and drag stock from one end of the building to the other every day and get a meager bill. He knows you got to get stuff and keep it fresh and keep it moving. Well, now he can go online and get some more expert training certification. It may not cost them anything, but at the most, it may cost them $69 to $100. But they get certified,
yep.
And then the organization has jobs that you can connect into and say, here's my certification. They'll find you a job. And guess what? It won't be minimum wage. You don't have to wait to go to McDonald's.
Ron, while you're in the kitchen,
yes, country boy.
You kind of jump from the refrigerator to the stove, but while you're there cutting and slicing maters, why don't you go ahead and give them those eight major pillars that the Hope Foundation said that we specialize in and we put most of our major focus in.
Okay, the first one is family. We're all about encouraging and developing families, happy, secure, healthy families. Second thing is faith, because we don't believe you can have that without it. So we're not telling you where, what, when, but we will say get to church. Get with some people and honor and give glory to God who made you. And get in something that you're comfortable with. Get led by a pastor that you can believe in. Get led in a church that believes in Christ and, you know, salvation. Get that in place. We have all kinds. You can go get in your living room or on your phone. You can get Moody Bible Institute, Chicago. That's the largest Bible college in the world. You can get on there 24 hours, 7 days a week and get a message, you get training, whatever you want. We have other programs, too. You can get educated, because I told you about expert training. We've got housing. Well, today is normally Tiny Homes Wednesday, and most time when Bob Riley is here, I don't know, you know, sometimes she's not here. Gary Helpenstein, my co-partner here with the blog radio shows, yeah, he's on vacation in Colorado right now. He's out there in the climbing the mountains or something, but he's away for a few days with his wife, getting refreshed and replenished in God's country. And they put me on the show today. So then after we go through and help family, we have programs for encouraging and developing families and answering questions. If someone needs counseling in areas that we didn't get that with certified people. Then we can move over to housing. And with Bob Riley, well, let's put it this way. Today's rage in the marketplace are tiny homes. And they're built homes. They're certified wherever they're put. They're certified. They're not something built under the table out of somebody's trunk. They're certified, well-built, maintained, and long-living homes. They're just not big. They actually can be moved from location to another location. You can put them on private property. And today you can get mortgage loans, and they cost, by the way, compared to a regular home, might cost $60,000, $150,000, $300,000. You can spend that much, but on a tiny home, they're $40,000 to $100,000. $100,000 is like a king's palace. It's got a swimming pool attached to it. Well, we have that kind of housing. We also have standard, you know, homes, stick built in the neighborhood. We have host programs. I got the city of Buffalo. We're putting up. When we get rid of the big project I'm working on, Healing America Through Hope, next July 4th, I will be reinitiating the development of a community called Taylor Made Village. And on these lots right now, that area of town used to be the number one. It was the number one place where anybody wanted to buy drugs, get drugs, or die. That's where that area is. 360 lots, or most of them, about 15 of them are still houses. The rest of them are just empty lots. And now we're going to, the sewage is in, the gas is in, the water's in, the electric's in, and we're going to put up what we call real, regular houses. This isn't what's called Section 8 housing. Section 8 is a house where a developer gets a good deal to put up a lousy house, and somebody gets it when you move in, it's pretty, and 6 years later, you don't want to live in it because of a project. We don't do projects. What we do is we build homes and communities. When Hope builds a community, what we do, first thing, every home gets an insurance policy on a country boy, the owner. And if something happens to them, instead of the bank running away with the house, the family keeps the house. Number one, you know what that's called, country boy? Residual transferable prosperity. It's keeping it in the family.
Say it again, Ron. You just put some words in our vocabulary that we're not familiar with. Say it again, Ron.
Okay. Residual, that means returning.
Uh-huh.
Equity, something that you buy today is not like a sandwich that you eat and it's gone. There's no equity in a sandwich, just when you eat it. But a house or an investment can grow in value if you take care of it. So, number one, that's number one. Number two, the investment and the equity. The third thing is ownership. If you don't own it, you can't create equity. Number four, it has to be transferable to your next generation. The problem why we have the horrible city situations and rural situations anywhere in the United States of America is because we have not helped individuals and families with ownership. If you don't own it, it's like renting a car. You got to give it back, and you still got to pay for it, and usually it's more expensive. Most people that live in a rental house rental pay more than they ever would have had to buy a house. But the way the market and the way the scheme by the people that like to pretend they're helping you, they keep you in a house that's not one you would buy if you had your money and your choice. So what we do is we give you choice. You can design the house you want and put it in the community we're building. Now, the third thing that comes on the house, every house has a maintenance contract on it. So it will never, never, never go backwards in value. It'll be maintained, it'll be upkept. And so 10 years from now, a house that's built, unlike Section 8 housing, what happens is because the government owns it. Well, let me ask anybody on the phone, country boy, what does the government ever give you that maintains its value? And the answer to that question is nothing.
Nothing.
Because anything the government touches loses its value because you don't own it.
Oh, and then, Ron, when you said maintenance contract, I'm not bringing up negative connotation in the middle of the conversation, but I just had a military friend who spent 38 years in the military, 22 grandchildren, 8 children, and didn't have a will or any of the stuff that you just named, because I was reading in that little book, it says if you don't leave an inheritance behind for your children, that your living has been in vain. So, Ron, the pillars that the Hope Foundation has built allows people to do things that they don't know how to do, and that's something hard to do. You cannot do what you do not know, and you cannot do what you have not been taught. But Hope Collection and Joel, with his infinite wisdom and knowledge, has put together a foundation. The Hope Foundation just builds on pillars of trust and build on pillars of stability. And before he built anything, it was all God-based. It was all a God-based foundation.
Amen.
People don't
Amen.
Really
Country
understand
boy.
And really don't believe they can't get access to none of this stuff.
See, and you know what? That's shame on us, because we know about it and what we're doing. And our goal is to register, and register is like a library card. You get a library card, you get to go in for free, get somebody pays for it, the books. But you get to go in the library, get a book, take it home, read, use it, and put it back. Well, in this case, you're going to get sign up like a library card, because that's how simple. That's all the information. Don't need your checkbook, your credit card, not, you don't need any of that. What we're going to do is register you, and now you can get the benefits. Now, I wasn't even done, country boy. There's one more benefit in this community. So you get the owner, the principal person that gets the house. And it's a brand-new house. What do you want, an English Tudor style? You want a ranch style? You want a two-story? You want it? Whatever you want. We got it. And I can build it anywhere in the United States of America. It's certified. It's not some thing, like I said, built out of the trunk of a car. Skilled, qualified, certified. In every city, there's codes that have to be met. Every one of our homes are code built and accepted. So you don't even have to go through. If you build a house, you've got to handle all that stuff. If you use one of our developers, and you could choose from amongst many, they're certified. We vetted them so that you don't get stuck. And people that don't know Country Boy, that's their biggest fear, why many times they're in fear, they don't move. They're stuck. And what we want to do is break that ice. We're breaking the chains. This is America. This is the 21st century. When you say, I don't know what century it is, the one we're living in. The thing is that our forefathers, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents, risked their lives, whether they wanted to or not, many of them risked their lives to get to the States, and now generations later, we've got people saying that it's gone, it's history, we can't do it anymore. That's a lie. I'm here to tell you, and I'll look you right in the face and talk to you mouth to mouth, nose to nose, that's a lie. This is the greatest place, greatest time to be alive today, because there's more opportunity to not only survive, but flourish. You can know that your kids and your grandkids can live better than you because we have what's called the free enterprise system, and we have mostly a government that protects people, but we still have some issues. I'm not saying, I don't have my head in the sand, that we don't have people that abuse people, we don't have people that cheat, that we don't have people that do wrong. But I'm telling you, that's the exception. That's not the main reason. And every day of my life, I'm on a horse today because I saw some news today that just rattles me to the core. My mom and dad brought us up to respect you and respect our friends, respect our relatives, respect people that aren't our friends and aren't our relatives. And it doesn't matter. It's what, to me, there's only one question I ask anybody, Country Boy. Where's your heart? Follow me your heart, and we can work together. Try to tell if there's anything else between. I went to church one time, and I have to tell you, Mike guessed on this phone call, and I don't mind. I'll say it. I'll tell you this. I'm not black. Country Boy, you know me. We met in Atlanta. I know you know me. I don't try to be that. But I'll tell you what. I spoke in the church. I'm a Gideon, so I talk about Christ, and I talk about the Bible, and I talk about salvation, knowing Lord, and having him in your life. I don't think it's any different than most homes. And what we do, I've spoke one time, I go to churches and I give a report of how the Gideon Bible, since the Bible was invented and printed, it was a dark, they call them the dark ages. You know why? Ignorance. Darkness. There was no light. And then they found a way to print a Bible, and now the world could read and learn. And when you can read, that's why education is so critical. And we need to make education available to every single child in this country. And we got to get the people who will compromise and obfuscate the truth from kids. And I'll go there after. By the way, education is another one of the pillars, Country Boy. So what we're all about is having people be educated, read, and go learn, and then go to church, and then they can learn about the Spirit of the Lord, and they can learn how to have a relationship and build with other people. Build, and that's what we do. So now we build these homes. I forgot to tell you, Country Boy, when we build the community, we build, if there's not a building there we can adapt to, we're going to build a community center for that neighborhood of Hope's Homes. And in that community, the people of the community own that building. And they can use it for neighborhood things, like an inside block party. I mean, the weather gets bad here in New York. Down south, you got a lot more time to be outdoors. But New York gets cold and snowy here. So we got to have an indoor building in the bad weather stuff. But that could be a rec hall, could be a place for Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and organizations like that. It could be a place for wedding and wedding receptions or funeral home receptions or breakfast honorariums where you have a speaker come in and talk to your kids about how to grow up in this world and get a better education, doing things. Whatever the community wants to use it for, they're in charge of it. And it'll be run by a local church so that it's still Spirit-led. And so what that is, that comes with the community, Country Boy. Do you think
Ron, while you're there,
neighborhoods would change?
What? While you're there, I know some people are trying to take notes, and we don't want to OD you with a lot of information. But, Ron, go ahead and give them the RR Center website, Ron.
Sure enough. Please go to, guys. And look, it. If I'm too much for you, I apologize. I am excited today, and I'm turned on, and I'm throttled up here. Because you know what? We see things happening. In spite of what they're telling you on advertising on TV, we have what's called rrcenter.org. R stands for research. R stands for resource. rrcenter.org. That is the umbrella site for the Hope Collection, which I want to reiterate is free. There's no contract. Nobody is going to be calling you without your permission to accept a call from who gave you either a Hope card or introduces you to the Hope card. They're the only person that can contact you. If you decide to authorize them to send you a newsletter, if you decide to have an organization that supports the Hope Collection, where you decide to accept what they want to send you, that's you have choice. We have a program. You'll love this one, Country Boy. In every city, and I know this for a fact, this isn't Ron Clayton doing conjecture. There's not a city in the United States right now, not one, that has a school system that if the parent wants to take the child out of that school system and take them to a private school or another school or a faith school, there's not a community in this country that the government will allow you to do that without paying the other people to keep the old school that doesn't work, that's killing your kid, that's taking their education away from. They don't let you get the money, the tax money, to put it towards the school that teaches what you want as a parent. That's changing. And I'm going to ask everybody on this phone call, as I will every day until the day I die, I will ask you to support your community and leaders that promote school choice. Because it's the only way your kid is going to get educated in a more acceptable system that teaches truth, that teaches freedom, teaches belief in God. You ain't going to find it in a public school. They outlawed it.
Right.
Now you can take
question.
Do that. Now, that's going to change your family.
Right.
I'm sorry. Yes,
Ron. Now, I know over every Tuesday on the Hope Collection, we have our coach, our friend, our business partner, Mr. Rick Reese, with his infinite wisdom to come on and share what we do in the travel industry. But you remember I told you guys that we have super friends. We've taken the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west and put them all under one big giant umbrella and allow everybody to do their very best. We're doing extraordinary things on ordinary days. But when it comes down to education and the re-education, my mentor says you only get two educations in life, one that the world gives you and one that you give yourself. But with our travel industry, we have an online university that we started over 10 years ago, which gives you access of about 4,000 plus different types of certifications. When our super friend Hope flies in with his certifications, Joel put about 6,000 different certifications on his website. And then we bought in Dr. Lynn Kane, Navy SEAL fighter pilot, wrote the handbook for Top Gun, nominated 5 times for Nobel Peace Prize. He has another 4,000 to 6,000. If you look, we have about 12,000 different certifications. Now, here's a comparison, and I'm going to coast to a stop. I did some research here. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. If you wanted to go to one of the local colleges like Morehouse or Spelman or Georgia Tech, one of the well-known universities around the world, and get a certification, let's just say medical right now, it would only take you about 14 to 20 months, and since you're a local yokel, cost you $62,000 to $80,000 a year on a 2-year program. Or you can go online to any of these websites that we're going to give you. The most expensive, I haven't seen all 12,000 different courses, but the most expensive one I've seen so far was $169. And instead of you going to Morehouse to get you a medical associate's degree and pay $80,000, you can go online and get it for $169 and do it in 14 weeks. and then we put you to work. So we have programs that have been proven. The track record is there, the re-education. We have a 15-year-old that just got certified to be a Disney Cruise specialist. I had went back in the days, I trained the youngest travel agent in the world. She's only 7, but her business runs 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, while she's sleeping, while she's at school. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all. She can't get burnt with grease and fall down those stairs online. She runs her business through the end. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all. We changed her last name to .com. So nobody knows who she is. She has a right to remain silent, too. So we're doing things that they say could not be done. The devil is a liar. Back over to you, Ron.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Country Boy. You know, your passion, when I met you several years ago, it was at a Surge 365 convention that was honoring people who had come from nothing. There was a woman who was living in the back seat of a Volkswagen. Her kids, she was in the States, but her kids were at home with her grandparents in Toronto. And they were going to private school because she didn't want them in the public school. So to be able to afford to do that, she was working in sales in the U.S., but had to live in her, she had money for a rental apartment to pay her kids and stay in the house. So she got started with this travel opportunity. Now she's living in her car. She and her kids are living with her grandparents. Can you imagine? She got a lot of change in her pocket. But you know, I know right now she just bought an island. Now,
okay, y'all go ahead and Google her if you want to. I'm gonna interrupt you. Juliet St. John's. Every conference we have every year, I get the opportunity to sit right next to her. Last where we were so loaded, she asked me because she sat in my lap. Juliet St. John went from sleeping in a car, we met her at the convention, to being the top paid female in the travel industry in America. That means that God can use anybody he wants to and take you from sleeping in your car to sleeping in a tiny home mansion with a jacuzzi on the roof. Oh, and a grow garden back, and we're going to go ahead and bring the technology up with you guys. We're going to install the state-of-the-art solar panels so that Georgia Power and Walton Electric and Florida Power don't really like us because we have a power, the ultimate power, solar power.
You got
runs off of God's instant wisdom and never, never, never runs out. And then we install the state-of-the-art air condensing unit that takes the old air and runs it through a purification system and then pumps it back into your – oh, and Ron forgot to tell you, we wrote the rules for this thing. We make sure – my business partner came on last week, and his first question said, I live down in the hurricane area. What happens? Is my little tiny home going to blow away? Ron just told you guys that based on where you live in the country, anywhere in the world, we follow rules. We make rules and break rules, but we follow rules and regulations on how we set the foundation for your tiny home, whether it be steel beams bolting into the ground and cement blocks around it. But I forgot to tell you that your tiny homes, you can take the bricks away and put wheels on it. And if it's too cold up in Buffalo, New York, drive it to Georgia and live for the summer. And go on down to Miami. If it gets too hot down in Miami, drive up to Georgia and hang out in the mountain with Country Boy in your little tiny home. And by doing that, I never told anybody to tax evade because we love the government to listen to what we're doing. But if you move it around like it's a mobile home, so you actually have a home that you do not own, how you like us now.
Can I add one more layer to that for you, Country Boy? What we do is
yeah, they got funding
building
already in position. So don't be running around here telling me that you can't afford a house. Oh, I forgot to tell you. One of our other super friends, Carol. Carol, she's probably listening in. They told you, oh, well, we can fix your credit. We can boost your credit in about 6 months. Carol said, God says I'm going to do a quick work. You can fix your credit in 2 to 5 days. So they turned you down, but they didn't tell you why. We know why, and we're going to give you the answers to the why.
Can I kill the lily? Country Boy, can I kill the lily?
What?
I'm gonna
big
you ever heard of the saying gild the lily? That means you take a lily that's beautiful and perfect and you gild it. You put it in gold. We're gonna gild the lily here. What we do, the Hope Collection can do, is take a person who's living in that tiny home and turning it into a cash stream. We call it a duplex. You live in it, and you also have a second income coming from your very home. So you can create income, and the minute you do that, your home is a tax deduction. So is your car.
And then
next
quarter, and then next quarter, we come in and take the wall down in your bedroom and expand it 20 feet and 14 more foot wide. Now you really have a master bedroom. And the payments is crazy, you guys. They got people paying for these homes in, what, 5 years? I just had a friend of mine to call me last night. We spent an hour talking. They wanted to know what I knew about cryptocurrency and Bitcoins. And I have never, ever, ever trampled or stepped on anybody's program. God just allows us to get better and better and better. I teach the kids in my program, there's no such thing as perfection. There's only one who walked the planet with perfection. So every day that we live, we get a chance to get better and better and better and better. So whatever it is that they've already done, we put better hope on top of what they've already done, because I was reading that little word. It says we're going to give you exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can even imagine. Ron, it's just my imagination running away with me again. Let me hug.
Just my imagination running away with me. They won't ever have me on stage singing country, but you know what?
But look, Ron, I know somebody out there.
Together.
Somebody out there has been inspired. Somebody has already been touched by hope. By just listening to the sound of our voice, but we're not just talking. In the country, they say you're talking loud, but you're not saying nothing. We're not talking. Y'all missed it earlier when you was trying to write it down. Ron says we're doing stuff without asking anybody's permission. Every time you have to go somebody, ask somebody, can I do this and can I do that and can I borrow the money and we don't have enough funding. Can you build a church? Can you build a daycare center? The answer is always no. But we say yes. Yes, yes, we can. I'm going to give y'all the end of the story at the beginning of the story. I ended last week by saying, yes, we can. I got that from Obama. Yes, we can. I got that from my Lord. Yes, we can. I got that from Country Boy. And then I talked to one of my friends over in France. He says, we. It has nothing to do with Ron. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with we. Oh, I'm going to call in the translator. We.
Yes.
We can. We can do what they say cannot be done. One home, one person at a time.
It's such a thrill to talk with you when we're on this show. We're crazy. Now, I want everyone to know that's listening in to the show, Country Boy, Blog Talk Radio. You can go online and go to blogtalkradio.com and look up Optimize Your Life. That is the show.
Wait, Ron, we changed that. It used to be Optimize Your Life, and we personalized it. We said it wasn't personal enough. It's Optimize My.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It is. It is, Country Boy. Optimize My Life. What that means, every single word you're hearing today is recorded, and it's archived. And if today somebody heard or shared something that they want to know more about, they want to go back and they want to check us out, hey, go on. Go at it, man. Go at it. We have it recording we have over 2,000 shows recorded, Country Boy, that someone can go back and check everything that the Hope Collection is and has been doing and going forward in the future. So we have access to get backup. And you can print it out. I mean, someone can send it to you. You can print it out off your computer, connect, and convert it. So when we do this show, we can do it so freely because we know, number one, a God. Number two, we know who led us. We know who's leading us today. And because of that, we know we're responsible to provide the avenues that we talk about. This isn't conjecture. This isn't maybe if maybe, you know, today the government passed a bill and they're going to spend trillions of dollars. We don't have it, but they're going to spend it. You may or may not get a dollar from that in your lifetime, but I guarantee you one thing you will do is pay it back. you're going to spend your life, the rest of your life, every time you go to the gas tank. You know, 2 years ago, gas was $1.20, and today it's $3 or $4. You know how what that is? You know, those oil companies are getting rich. No, it's all taxes. Your wonderful politicians that tell you they're going to help you every way they can, the truth of the matter, they sure are. They're helping you to the poorhouse. Grab hope, move on, listen to Country Boy, and you can have, not because of Country Boy, but because of who he believes in, what he works with, and what he's providing and delivering in services through his connection. They're worth every moment.
And then, Ron, when I was translating for them in French just now, I kind of lost a few people, too. Most of the websites that we send you guys to has an option button at the bottom. I don't speak Portuguese. I don't speak Spanish, but I understand Spanish. But some of the websites that we send you to, if you look at the bottom, it has a translation language. You know how when you type in a login or something, it says choose your language? A lot of the websites now we have the opportunity to click on the button and convert it to Spanish if you're not a Spanish-speaking American.
We call ourselves one nation under.
I just happen to be a white boy. They think I was a white boy because they call me Country Boy. I'm a Negro straight out of the Northeast Georgia mountains, just a little old country boy that still believes in good and gives hope and love the way that anyone should. That's what the world needs now is love, sweet love, and hope. That's the one thing that's just too little love. So we are breaking all the rules when it comes to giving hope out there. And we're dealing with information. We're in the information stage, and knowledge. Knowledge is power. We want to empower you, enlighten you, and we want you to know that you're not alone, you guys. You do not have to do this alone. Matter of fact, if you think that what you're trying to do that you can do by yourself and the divine creator didn't tell it to you, it has to be coming out of the starting gate. Whatever your life-driven purpose is, it has to be. It's not optional. It has to be. It's not optional. It has to be bigger than you. So the information that we're gathering now, my grandmama said the information that I have, baby, was so good I just can't keep it to myself. Ron's the first person to introduce me to a show years ago. I don't know if y'all have ever heard it and have watched it, but if you haven't watched it, you'll be encouraged and empowered. It's called Pay It Forward. That's what we do here, you guys. We pay it forward. Hope says help one person every day. Malcolm X translation, each one, teach one. So that's what we're going to do, you guys. We're saving lives every day, one life at a time, and we hope that after you're encouraged and empowered, that the information that we share with you, that is so good that you won't keep it to yourself, that you'll pay it forward and share it to your friends and family.
Amen. I can't Country Boy, there's nothing I can't add to that. I would like to ask, and I'm just asking, I have a dashboard in front of me, everybody, where I can tell who does call in. I can tell the telephone number, but that's all I know. Like, I got someone here in area code 407, Country Boy in 770.
Yeah.
I got someone
in 702. We can ask you guys, the line is open. If you're not speaking, just keep your phone muted. But, Ron, since you're calling out numbers and calling roster and putting somebody under the spotlight, if you want to, ladies first, go ahead and open the lines, Ron. We got silence today. I think everybody's understanding to keep their – and open up the line because there's some questions, there's some encouragement, there's some things that somebody else wants to say. We want to hog the show.
Well, Country Boy, when I host the show, I never mute unless someone's got noise behind them. I don't mute anybody's mic because,
okay,
as I said, we are an inclusive organization. We're not looking for ways to not let somebody vent their spirit or share their spirit and our hope. And maybe you know something that we can learn from, and we want to hear from you. The last number here is 727. Now, if you, like you said, Country Boy, if you're uncomfortable speaking and you say, I'm listening to this white boy from up in Buffalo, New York, I don't want to talk to him. Okay, talk to Country Boy. It's okay. It doesn't matter. I just want to know my heart because I just refuse to let anything but our hearts get in the way.
Okay, Ron, we're ticking down. Listen, right at 1 o'clock, regardless on whether the E.F. Hutton is speaking, they're going to disconnect us and cut us off. So if anybody out there has any questions, we want to at least address the question or give somebody else a chance to vent real quickly before we roll down right at 1 o'clock.
Well, hey, this is Barbara Riley.
Hello. Hey, Barbara.
I'm here. I had sunspots. My website blew out. Oh, my goodness. So I'm so glad to be here and hear you guys. You guys have been chatting, and I love everything you say, and I'm so glad to be here. And sorry it's 12:53.
Well, dance for at least 5 minutes for us, Barbara. We love your inspiration. Yeah. We love your voice. And Ron introduced you before you came on the air. He calls you the tiny home queen. Go ahead, Barbara. Share something with us, Barbara, if you don't mind.
Oh, you know what? I'm just excited about the future because we can help anybody and everybody. We have, between our super friends and our hope friends and all that we have going on, we can really help anyone to get and achieve what they need. If it's home ownership, if it's certification, if it's any of those things, we have that ability. The tiny home market has changed so much, or the tiny home industry, and the acceptance is greater than ever before. Like you guys have mentioned, there's building code that exists. There's building code that always existed. We just were calling things, you know, maybe not the right term. And so I'm so hopeful about all that's coming right along here and looking forward to being able to help people reach the American dream or whatever their dream is, big or small.
Thank you, Barbara.
And
thank you so much, Barbara. You guys, is anybody out there? Does anybody have a question that we can address right fast? We have about 6 minutes left. Anybody? Okay. Here comes Country Boy again. I always talk too much.
Country Boy, that's somebody.
Gary.
Somebody's trying to get on.
Who's that? Come on, you guys. Bring it on.
Hello?
Barbara, anything else you needed to say?
Well, I just wanted everybody to know that there is lending for tiny houses. Not everybody has $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 laying around, or just, you know, and what we want to be able to do is to help people where they're at, and we have that ability. We just need to call it the right things and process accordingly, but we have the ability to be able to help everyone get into a home one way or another, and I'm looking forward to working with you, Country Boy, and Hope Homes to be able to accomplish this for everyone. And we're going to make it clear and simple in a step 1, 2, 3 so that people know how to get going along with us so that we can really help as many people as possible.
And Barbara, if you don't mind sharing your website information with people.
Yes. My company name is Buildsworth, and it's spelled differently, and the reason it came about was to help people that are building their own homes and others that are building structures that, you know, don't seem to maybe conform or whatever. We want to help them to do that. So Buildsworth helps with the review and preview and recording of all of the construction and whatnot. So Buildsworth is spelled B-I-L-D-S-W-O-R. T-H. And I'll spell it again. My email address has it in this way, and it's spelled B-I-L-D as in dog, S-W-O-R-T-H.com is the website, buildsworth.com. And then to reach me by email, it's Barbara@buildsworth.com. And
we can help for
every aspect of the whole of community development, investors, a single family dwelling, the, you know, developing an entire community. We have the ability, all of us as a team, to be able to do that and help anybody that might be listening, no matter whether it's you just need a house or you want to build 60,000 of them or you have property you want to put them on or whatever. We can help you at Buildsworth. And hope.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bob. We're down to 12:58. Ron, do you have anything else you need to say? If not, Gary asked me last week. I shared a poem online while we was live last week, and we actually going to convert it to a song, Ron. But I'll go ahead and get it back over to you, Ron, before we close out.
Well, thank you, Country Boy. I would just like to say anybody who is on this call today, I just had a notice that we're 90 seconds. I would ask you if next week you would invite somebody else to the show. The phone number is easy. It's 714-816-4686, 714-816-4686. Invite somebody else. Our whole goal is to reach another heart, be able to open a door for somebody, and you don't know what they may need, but you may be the answer in their life, and that's what we're all about, helping others by helping them help others. I thank you for allowing me to share and sometimes blow off some stuff today, but I know you can tell my heart and my passion. We're all about others. We're all about, we operate, and we have a management system called servant leader. We don't have somebody on top. We have people on the bottom holding everybody else up. So thank you. We appreciate your attending, and you're welcome to come back. And more importantly, I encourage you to bring somebody back with you. Thank you so much. Country Boy, thank you. And Barb, thank you for being and making it on the show today in spite of the sunspots.
Thank you.
Keep in mind, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice means you only get better and better at whatever it is that you do. So here's the twist. Do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give love and hope away, guess what happens? It comes right back to you. You guys have a blessed and winning decade, because we already know that one good day is not going to be enough for you. Y'all join us again next week on the Hope Collection Foundation Blog Hall. Thank you for joining us, and bless you.
Bye,
wherever
man.
You are.
Thank you.